fact that they're using that synonymous with the mortician, I believe. The director could be different, because he doesn't at all times have to have a license. He doesn't have to do the embalming, this kind of thing.
Okay. And the vehicle that the body is taken to the cemetery in, what would you call that?
Well, I would call that the hearse, funeral car.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In Panama City, do you have any sort of place where bodies might be interred above ground instead of being buried as they usually are?
Mm-hmm. But that would be referred to as a mausoleum.
Mm-hmm. You have those around here?
Yes, I'm taking them to the private cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alright, what about any slang terms for cigarettes that you know about?
Weed. Cancer sticks.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear people say fags anymore? For cigarettes?
Not too much.
Does that word mean anything to you at all?
Well, yes. Usually when I hear that and somebody using that, they are referring to more or less a worthless person. Or a person who's, whose moral standards is of such that they can question it. In other words, homosexual person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alright, some things that have to do with the house. Do you have a name for a room that's designed to receive maximum sunlight in a house? Maybe it has, a lot of glass area.
Well, I guess you could call it the sun porch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of a Florida room?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe that to me?
Well, I think that a lot of people in and around, they use the Florida room as meaning a family room.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's a larger room for sitting and conversation or where the family members are entertained in some fashion or something. So.
Is it necessarily designed to get a lot of sunlight?
No.
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, besides the Florida room, do you have a name for any other name for an informal room in the house used just like you said for relaxation?
Yeah, well, the den, family room.
And a den or family room could be different from a Florida room?
Well, it could be, but then it could be
same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a room that has a toilet and a sink, but no bath or shower? Do you have a name for that?
Oh, well, I usually refer to that as a half bath.
Half bath. Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's say the equipment that's used for heating your house, what would be some names for that sort of thing?
Furnace?
Mm-hmm.
Heater?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does it make a difference what you call it, let's say if it's just one unit that both heats and cools?
Well, yes, I guess you could call it the air conditioning, the climate control unit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Would that be something like what some people would call central air, central heat, that sort of thing?
Yes. Yeah. I'm thinking that now they've gotten it down to maybe one word, and they said climate control, which means both heating and cooling.
Mm-hmm. And that's a single unit.
Yeah.